Our sermon text tonight is a continuation of this story, and actually it's the story that our choir just sang about for us. It's from Luke chapter 2, beginning at the 8th verse. It's the story of the shepherds. And so I invite you now to follow along, hear God's word. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Good news. Let's pray. Lord, we do pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts would be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. You're our rock and you're our redeemer. We trust you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. It's tough to be an outsider. The shepherds in our text for tonight certainly would have known that. Oh, it's true that we often, when we think of these shepherds, I think we think in sort of pastoral, sort of warm terms. Maybe like Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," that sort of thing. Or maybe we're a little envious of these shepherds because maybe we think, you know, sometimes dealing with sheep is a lot easier than dealing with people on a regular basis. But that's just not true. To be a shepherd in this text was smelly, dirty, and outsider work. People who were shepherds couldn't do anything else. They didn't have another profession to go to that was in the town that could employ them. Oftentimes, shepherds had done something wrong. This was sort of like work release work. It was known that shepherds couldn't testify in court in biblical times because it was assumed that they would be lying to you. That's the kind of people who were shepherds. And so consequently, they lived outside of their society, out in the fields, not with humans, but with sheep, the ultimate outsider in their world. And these shepherds that we deal with in this story, they are even more so. Because you and I heard from the text what kind of shepherds these were, right? These were not just regular shepherds. These are night shepherds, right? These are shepherds who didn't even draw the short stick to do it during the day when they could spend the time at night with their families. No. These are like the nighttime convenience store workers of the day. That job that no one else wants, that puts them at the bottom of their social strata and consequently puts them in the dark. And you know as well as I know that when you are in the dark and you are open and you are awake, that is where the fears reside. Practical fears like predators, wandering sheep, but also latent fears that you and I have, fears of being alone, of wondering if anybody knows, of wondering if this is the way it's going to be for the rest of your life. It's tough to be an outsider. And these shepherds were outsiders. But friends, you and I know what that's like too, don't we? Because the reality is, we sometimes experience outsider life. In fact, we know that we are surrounded by outsiders. We live in a world filled with outsiders. This last year, I had a chance to go with some folks from SBC here, and we worked at a refugee camp in Greece. And got to meet some of the 65 million refugees in this world, which is the most since World War II. One of the men that I met, his name was Malik. He came over from Syria, from Damascus. And in Damascus, where he lived, he was the ultimate insider. He had a wonderful family. He had a college degree. He had a family business that he was entering into. He had just gotten married, and they were expecting their first child. Here was a man who knew what it was like to be on the inside. But then something happened. ISIS came. The Taliban came. These armed military groups came. And Malik, this new friend of mine, had a decision to make. He could stay and be conscripted into one of these armies and fight a battle that was losing and likely he would die from. Or he could leave to become the ultimate world outsider, hoping and praying for a better life for himself and for his family. And as he tells me his story through tears in his eyes, as he shows me the picture of his newborn daughter that he'd never seen because she was born as he left for this journey, you could see what it's like to be an outsider in this world. That's one story. And we know that we're surrounded by them. It's tough to be an outsider. But it's not just out there, is it? It's even in here. Because there are times when we feel like an outsider. Like the woman that I just talked to just a few weeks ago, who has lived here in this town for a few years. And she said, you know what, I've lived here. I'm excited to move into this neighborhood. And I still don't feel like I know anybody. Know anybody enough to call them a friend if something were to happen to me. Maybe some of us know what that's like. You can be an outsider even where you live, in your neighborhood. Or maybe for some of us, we feel like, you know what, I'm an outsider in this holiday. Right? We talk about Merry Christmas and Christmas cheer and everyone's so happy. And yet for us, we think, man, this is like an out-of-body experience for me because my life is not cheerful and my life is not happy because what is going on for me or my children or my relationships or my work or what's going on around me. It just feels like an out-of-body experience. I know it's supposed to be this way, and yet I feel like I'm outside looking in. Maybe for some of us, it feels like an outsider, even on this day that we celebrate. Or maybe for some of us, we even feel like an outsider with God himself. That God is just some sort of a distant relative that I check in with once in a while, and yet the reality is I don't feel like I have much to do with him, and I often wonder if he has much to do with me. It's tough to be an outsider. And we know what it's like. But friends, here's the good news. And this is the good news of the gospel tonight. And this is the good news of this passage for us. And the good news of this celebration. And that's this. In the incarnation of God in Jesus Christ, we find out that God has a soft spot in his heart for outsiders. God has a soft spot in his heart for outsiders. I love this part of the text. I just highlighted a few words that jumped out. Where the angel says, don't be afraid. And this is what he tells these shepherds, these ultimate quintessential outsiders of their day. I am bringing you good news. I am bringing, this is to you, is born this day. This will be a sign for you. In other words, this is not a PSA. This is not a public service announcement over the loudspeakers of heaven for everybody to hear. It was for everybody. But this was for them. The ultimate outsider. It was a message for them. And it wasn't just one angel, but it was a multitude. Imagine what that did for them. Martin Luther says it well, talking about this passage. He says, the gospel teachers say that Christ was born and that he died and suffered everything on our behalf, as is here declared by the angel. In these words, you clearly see that he is born for us. He does not simply say Christ is born, but to you he is born. Neither does he say, I bring glad tidings, but to you I bring glad tidings of great joy. It's tough to be an outsider, but can you imagine being an outsider and knowing that God has come to you to make you bring you from an outsider to an insider? Someone who is lost and now is found. When the shepherds heard this, we know what they did. They said, we're leaving these fields. And we're going to see what this is all about. And they go, and they hear the story, and they see the Christ child, and they tell their story. And then at the end of the passage, Luke writes, the last verse, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The outsider made the insider. The one who is lost is now the one who's found. True for them and true for you and me. Friends, where are you at tonight? Maybe you're here tonight and you feel like you are a stranger in your hometown, in your own town. When you feel like everyone around knows everybody and everybody else is having a great time and having so much fun, and you just feel like you are outside looking in. Maybe that's you tonight. Or maybe you feel like because of what's going on in your life, the struggles, the challenges, the hardships, you feel like even this day of celebration and cheer feels like so foreign to you, and you feel like an outsider, like you were living out in the fields and everyone else is in town, celebrating and having fun, and you are stuck out in the fields for no one to see. Or maybe you're here tonight and you feel this pain and this hurt and this agony for the outsiders in this world, for those that are marginalized, for those who are don't have what they need just to live. And maybe you are here for them. Friends, the good news of the gospel tonight is that this Jesus is for you. How do we know that? Because when God wanted to announce the birth of his son, he did not go to the palace, but he went to the fields, to the night convenience store operators of their world. And he said, this Jesus is for you. And friends, it was true for them. And it's true for me. And it's true for you. And so may we go back out to the fields that God has planted us in, to do the work that God has called us to do, rejoicing, celebrating, and having confidence that we have a God for us, and therefore we have nothing to fear. And that is good news. Amen.